Sun Kim Sing, Rear 5. And Mr. Sun, in your department, did you frequently meet, or did you ever meet with higher ranking officers to discuss your work problem or to improve a working method?
The procedure, the administrative procedure, is that our head of department, the Japanese officer, would call on the chief clerk or general manager, whoever is in charge. He would give direct instruction to him, and then the instruction would come down to us. And that's how the policies are implemented. As far as I can remember, there were not many complication or there was no complaints from within our group as to the working conditions. Of course, sometimes the vehicles might break down halfway, and that kind of problem is quite a nuisance, because to get assistance and help to get the vehicle repaired is not like today, when you can get within, say, half an hour, AA will come down and attend to your vehicles. There was no such arrangement. So to give you an example, one night I loaded one lorry with the goods, and together with two or three coolies, our destination was Tampines, and I followed later, maybe half an hour or so, with another lorry with no coolies. So we were going to the same destination, and what happened was, at Upper Serangoon Road area, the lorry had an accident. All the goods were thrown out of the lorry. The lorry was in pieces, and the coolies and drivers were injured. So I proceeded straight to my final destination, not knowing that there was already an accident. When I arrived at the depot, the first lorry was not there, the coolies were not there, and I had to spend the whole night in the house of the depot man, who kindly provided me accommodation. So it was a New Year Eve, and I spent my New Year Eve in a rural area with all the mosquitoes swarming and disturbing my sleep. So these are some problems that I experienced that time. As far as the office administration and working conditions are concerned, we have not much to complain about. We sometimes get fresh vegetable supplies, we do get extra rice ration, and we also get meat in addition to the monthly or periodically that we are entitled. So we do get some extra ration. And one instant they even issue us some clothing material for us to replace our torn shirts and pants.
And each time, how did you know where to get your pigs? You know, there were so many villages in Singapore.
We go on our rounds in the morning to the designated depots, and the pigs will be ready. Sometimes we have to go use the track road or cart road, you call it, and the lorry has to go very slowly at a crawling pace to get to the farmer's house, and we collect from there. Always the depot man is acting as our guide.
So who actually work out where to get your pigs each day? How do they know?
There is no one work it out. We have got the name and address and the place. So we just go to the depot man and he will take us. And we collect whatever that is readily available for that day.
Was there a quota?
No quota whatsoever. A farmer could sell any number of pigs as he likes. Well, usually those days, farmers also could not breed too many pigs because it's a family-run thing. It is for their own survival. They keep some poultries, chicken, ducks, and a few pigs. And there may be a number of piglings that would take time for them to grow. So the supply of meat in Singapore, or in Shonanto rather, to depend on local supply, it is not enough. So we used to bring in wild boar meat from Indonesia. So that would be an extra meat supplement to the civilian population. And perhaps after the first priority will go to the army, navy and so on, then what is left will come to the civilian.
And the amount of animal feed that the farmer could get, was it depends on the number of pigs they had?
Yeah, there is some ratio. There is some ratio. The amount of feed that he is entitled to buy is because animal feed itself is also got to be shared among the local farmer, and as well as the Japanese army, they may also have some farm of their own. So the supply of animal feed also goes to the army.
So how did they know who had how many pigs? And he's telling the agent the true numbers of pigs he had. Anything to control that?
Whether or not there was also a census, animal census, I'm not too sure. Maybe Tukubutusi, the other department might have took some survey that we are not aware of. Since they have taken the population survey after the occupation, I'm sure the Japanese will not forget to count the number of animals that are available. Because war was still continuing. And they need to increase food production. I remember office staff were asked to go and work in a vacant plot of land somewhere near the Gold Hill Square in Newton and Thompson Road Junction. We take our Saturday afternoon off, or sometimes even Sunday. We are asked to go and dig the ground to prepare for planting sweet potato and ubi kayu, and I never see the fruits of our labor, because after we evacuated to Ipoh, I never visited that particular spot to see whether the plants have survived.
And you sent all the pigs to the
abattoir.
Yes, and after that, who was responsible for distributing
to the market?
Yeah,
the stall dealers, they themselves from the market will have to go to the abattoir to claim the carcass. I do not know how many carcass each stall would be allocated. Since we are, our office is so close to the Tolo Ayer market, we used to see sometimes about 5 or 6 carcass being brought into the store. So people living around Tolo Ayer market will have to come to the market to collect their supplies. But I cannot remember how many times a month, or whether it's bi-monthly or 3 months one, I cannot remember the actual days of ration for the meat supply.
It was not your duty to work out the distribution?
No, no. That is not our responsibility.
Someone else?
I don't know which department is in charge. The store dealer would issue the meat on the production of the ration card. So he will chop each time he sells his meat, then he will have to put a chop that he has issued the meat for that particular period.
So your duty, you finished your duty once the pigs had reached the
abattoir. Yes.
That's all you need to do?
That's all. Of course, the abattoir, we have to acknowledge our delivery, the number of pigs that were on the lorry, they have to verify it, and then they have to sign the voucher or delivery voucher, and then that will be sent back to our head office for processing.
And did they, what about the payment?
The payment is to the either depot man or to the farmer. We have given, when we collect the pig, we issue a voucher. So that voucher, the owner should come and collect in our head office or through the depot man.
But then when the pork will sold to the consumers.
And then
the
stallholder who goes to the abattoir to collect, he will have to pay for the meat. He will have to pay for the raw meat at a control price. And then he will have to sell to the consumer also at control price.
In that case,
so the money transaction is no longer our problem.
But then who paid your department? Because your department paid the farmers,
maybe,
you see.
Maybe that is the transaction between the two departments, abattoir and our department. So the Tukubutusi control the abattoir. So there is a cash flow which we don't we are not involved. It's between departments.
I was told that pork selling in the market at that time, they were all without skin. Is that true?
No, no. Not to my awareness of the activities, they were with the skin, because there has got to be the health chop by the Department of Health to approve that the meat is safe. In the abattoir itself, we have a veterinary officer to inspect all the meats coming in as well as going out. So he has got to approve, he has got to put a chop on it. And I saw in the market with his chop. So there may be instances of illegal slaughter which might be sold in the market without the skin. Well, that we don't know. It's quite possible. But what they do with the skin, we have no idea. But our pigs that are delivered to the abattoir, they must come with the skin on.
And was there a priority given to the Buddhas?
Yes, the Buddhas also draw supply from the abattoir. That means they will get a special allocation either from Gunsi Kambu or Tukubutusi. Of course, Gunsi Kambu is the military administration, we call it MAD, M-A-D, MAD. So they would issue the instruction down to Tukubutusi, and Tukubutusi will instruct, issue permit to the Butai to go and collect their ration.
And do you know how much were given to the
army?
Consumers? No.
Consumer. Well, the army will get the priority, and then the civilian would get the balance of it. That is why it has got to be rationed all the time.
And getting wild pig, wild boar
from Indonesia. They don't come live, I think. I'm not aware wild boar slaughter in our abattoirs. Probably they came by frozen ship. So only MBK, MSK would have such facilities in those days to bring in frozen meat.
And in the warehouse belongs to your department, apart from storing animal feed, what other items do they have?
Rice bran comes from Kedah and Thailand. I think that is brought in by MBK, I think. Rice bran is for cattle as well as for pigs. And rice bran mixed with coconut cake makes a very nice menu for the ducks, and the ducks would grow fat, and it's then we also had sago, I think sago also from coming from Borneo, Indonesia. I can't remember who buys sago. Sago waste, that also goes to prepare for the animal food. And then black sugar. Black sugar is required for the cattle. The cattle needs a bit of sweet. I don't actually handle black sugar because that will be very sticky and dirty my storeroom. It will not agree with the other products that I have in my store. So I don't handle salt, I don't handle black sugar. Rice bran, yes. Coconut cake. Then the other one is castor seed. Castor oil seed. After extracting oil from the castor, and castor, the byproduct also can be used as feed, but farmers do not like to feed their pigs because it upset their stomach. So that is not a popular item. So coconut cake and rice bran are the best foodstuff for pigs and poultry.
Did you have to collect other types of animals like chicken, ducks and
we don't deal with those items. I suppose those are sold by the farmers to the dealers, and the dealers will sell in the market after having slaughtered. So we have nothing to do with ducks and chickens or even eggs. We don't handle them.
So the food control department only control pork.
The food under the food control department, you have all the staple food: rice, sugar, salt.
No, I'm so sorry. I mean your section.
Our section only deal with the animal food stuff.
And also, selling of pigs.
Collecting of pigs.
Yeah.
Collecting of pig and transporting them to the abattoirs for slaughter, and there our duty finishes.
Is there any other section handling chicken, ducks, and
other cattle? Not to my knowledge. I'm not aware of it.
So
we could buy all this from the open market at prevailing prices.
So could I say at that time only pork?
Only pork.
Is ration.
Beef, by the way, it comes also from Kedah, Thailand, Indonesia. So that is not handled by our department. I don't know who handles that, the cat, but you find beef also rationed in the same manner as pork. I believe the abattoir for cattle is situated along Jalan Besar Road. I don't know whether it is still there or not.
Was that the abattoir that you went?
The pig abattoir is in a separate place near the Jalan Besar football stadium. The cattle slaughtering abattoir is located somewhere along Jalan Besar Road. So they are separate department, you might call it. Maybe this is for religious reason. Naturally, Muslim would not take pork, so it cannot be slaughtered in the one house. The government control only pork and beef. They have nothing to do with the ducks and chickens and eggs. Those could be found in the open market for housewives to go and buy whatever they require and whatever price they can, that is prevailing from day to day. Generally, of course, food is scarce and expensive, and cost of living would naturally go up higher and higher, and there is a great deal of inflation as a result of scarcity of consumer supplies. There's no butter, milk, or whatever luxuries, they are not coming from anywhere anymore. Whatever stock that Singapore had at the time of occupation, the Japanese had shipped back to Tokyo everything that they can lay their hands on. They even uprooted fencing iron rails along, say, Stamford Road, protecting people from falling into the canals. Wherever they find metals which could be used for war effort, they ship back to Japan. And all the warehouses belonging to the private companies were also shipped back to Japan.
Had you come across any Japanese private company rearing pigs, and they will also supply their pigs to the food control, to your department?
I don't think there's any private Japanese company having a pig farm, but I believe the army, they might have their own pig farm. Whether they have asked some private Japanese to run it or not, I have no knowledge of it. I'm not aware of meeting or seeing any large-scale Japanese managed pig farms, not to my knowledge.
And in your personal working, you were a delivery clerk and later became a storekeeper?
Correct.
Was that a kind of promotion?
Yes, it is. I was very happy to be to have a change of duty. I found collecting pigs and sending the pig to slaughterhouse makes me feel sick. For 3.5 years, I never eat pork. And when I was posted to a warehouse store, I could find time to read my books and magazines, and I could find time to cut my firewood and take home little by little from day to day. So I had a much happier life after I was transferred to the store.
How long were you there as a delivery clerk?
As a delivery clerk, I think less than a year. Less than a year. I was in a store until they disbanded the organization and I left Shonanto for Ipoh.
And as a delivery clerk, you only in charge of collecting of pigs and
accompany the lorries with the cargo of animal feed to the depot and collect pigs and send it to abattoir for slaughter. These are the major activities from day to day.
And a storekeeper?
A storekeeper will have to stay full time and sometimes we have to work overtime bringing in the animal feed into the store. That's about all.
And keep the account?
Yes, render statement of account every month. And if there is issue incoming and outgoing, that has got to be reconciled with the head office. Submit the report back to head office and get fresh daily instructions.